the play?
New York lost.
Yeah.
The first one. Okay, so just to review the problem. Okay, quick review of the problem. Quick review of the problem here. So we have the halacha of which kosos need haseba. First two or last two. So there's a position in the Gemara that says only the first two kosos need haseba. Because, as we explained, that the seba is introduced as part of the sipur. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is you're telling a story, and part of the way you tell the story is you demonstrate. It's like an inter-multimedia type of a story. You lean and you show what Cheiros is. That's part that enhances the sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's how Cheiros is, that's why seba was introduced into the Dalet Kosos. Through the Dalet Kosos are set on the sipur, and you lean while you tell the story. Right, you know, I tell the story. So therefore, that's only the first two cups. But after the first two cups, story's over. Ma'ida have have. What happened happened. It's over. It's history. So there's no place to lean in the third and fourth cup. That was what the Gemara said. Right? So the question is, Tozesk, what about matzah? We lean for matzah. Matzah is after the story, after the sipur. But yeah, we lean for that. So what's the deal? Sounds like a contradiction. So Tosfos answers, no, matzah is different, because that's the ikar su'uda, more than yayin. Matzah is the ikar su'uda, the main part of the su'uda, more than yayin. And therefore, that has a seba. But the question is, what does that have anything to do with it? Who cares if it's the main su'uda? Bottom line is, they still finished sipur, sipur's over, it's history. So who cares that that's the main part of the su'uda, more than yayin? And anyways, what does yayin have anything to do with the su'uda altogether? Which is altogether seemingly not shaykh, yayin or the last cups is after the Suda. Benching and Nala, the first two are before the Suda. It's altogether not clear what it's going to do with it. Okay, so maybe let me elaborate on what Matt was saying. I mean, I think everything is similar, but. So, Tosfos means like this, that the essence of what is Haseba? Okay, so you have to think about what is Haseba? Haseba is a free man's way of eating. That's what it is, right? You don't just, again, like we said this before, you don't just lean. Everyone leans. Everyone goes to sleep at night, and they lean when they're going to sleep. Haseba is not just a body position. Haseba is a manner of eating. It's a free man's way of eating. Kings eat with haseba. Right? It's a type of eating. So since this night is a night of cheiros, of geulah, the main halacha of Haseba is a takana that the eating of tonight is an eating of Cheiros. How do we eat tonight? We eat an eating of Cheiros. Right? It's, we want to make the night, the eating of the night, being an eating of Cheiros. Now, what's the eating of the night? So the primary eating of any night is the lachem. Every meal, whereas you want to basically take the achila and shziya, the meal, the eating of the night, and make it an eating of cheiros. Now, the essence of every night's eating is always the suda, right? The, when you have a night of eating, the essence of any achilos is the lachem, the suda. And that characterizes, if you want to characterize the eating of the night, it's characterized by the suda, because that's the frame, the kvias of the achila and shziya is always the lachem. That's the Iker Suda. The Suda is the Kviyas of Achila. That's what Suda is. So if you want to characterize the eating of the night, the major eating of the night is in the Lachem. That's the Kviyas. And the Yayin is also part of it. There's Achila Vishasiyah. Yayin is part of the Kviyas Achila of the night. Right? There is a measure of Kviyas and Yayin. But it's essentially through the Suda, through the Lachem. Yayin partakes of a kvias. You're sitting around, you're eating, you're drinking wine. There is an idea of kvias and yayin. Right? There's a tziruf of kvias. There's an idea of haseba for drinking. You know, you sit down together, you drink wine. There is an idea, a measure of the kvias of the achila of the night is through the bread and through the wine also, but essentially through the bread, through the suda. So the saying is like this, is that if they wanted to define the eating of the night as free man's eating, so primarily, that's going to grab hold of the lechem of the night, the pas of the night, which is matzah. And the yayin is optional, okay? And the yayin is not needed. In other words, you could define the eating of the night as an eating of chayra simply through the lacha. But they extended it beyond just the lachem, also to the yayin. How? Well, because since the yayin is a vehicle of sipor, and it's appropriate to expand on the sipor using haseba, so therefore they extended it to the yayin as well, via the yayin's function vis-a-vis sipor. Or the other side, via the yayin's function vis-a-vis the halvada. In other words, it's primarily on the matzah, but yayin lends itself to it, because yayin's also part of the kviyas of the night, but they didn't want to chayiv it on the yayin per se, insofar as it's the chshiyah of the night. They're mechayiv it insofar as the yayin has a role vis-a-vis sipor. And since smayda havehave, sipor is done, so therefore it didn't extend it to the rest of the yayin, because the rest of the yayin doesn't function vis-a-vis sipor. But the matzah is not because of the sipor. The matzah is the primary halacha of haseba, which is a din not in sipor. The primary din of haseba is a din that the night should be a night of freedom. And the way a night is freedom is that the ikar achilas alayla is an achila of freedom. See, that's why I don't think he means su'udah per se, as much su'udah is a word for the kviyas achila and shsia for the night. So the su'udah is the primary achila of the night. But the yayin, it doesn't have to be in the su'udah, it's part of the kviyas achila and shsia of the night. Is the yayin, it's out of the meal. That's not the point. Point is that you're a kviyas of eating and drinking. This is a feast. You're sitting and eating and drinking, you have a feast. So there's the drink and the wine part of the feast, and there's the bread part of the feast. It doesn't matter technically where it finds itself. But in theory, you're trying to define the achil and shtiyah of the night as one of cheros. So that's primarily through the matzah, and they extended it to the yayin as well, insofar as it's a kiyam in the sipor. But my dahave ave, you're not going to extend it to all the yayin, because the way it works its way in is through the mitzvah of sipor. And that's over after the first two cups. But lachem, it's intrinsically tied to the lachem, because that's the major halacha of haseba. One second. And that's why it could be this, according to this way of learning, you could say the reason why does maror not need haseba? Why does maror not need haseba? So it could be simple. Not because of Tosus's fancy answer. And for instance, Gemara says matzah needs it, Mora doesn't need it. So I'm sorry, Rashi and Rashbam said, oh, because matzah zecher legeula and Mora zecher l'avdos. Could be he'll just learn no, because matzah is the ikar achilas alayla, because it's lechem, and Mora is a vegetable, and a vegetable doesn't characterize as not the ikar achilas alayla. You know, to say because of the philosophical ideas in the matzah and in the Mora and the whatever, it's just plain. The ikar chilas alayla is the bread, and it's not the vegetables. And the yayin is kind of in between. Yayin is partakes of the kviyas of the layla. It's the drinking of the night. So it partakes of it. So that lends itself to it. So that was the question. Some say Yidad didn't need it. Some say didn't need it. Turns out, no, it's not machlokas. It depends. And so far as the yayin wove its way into the sipor, it was introduced, but it didn't introduce itself into the osamachayiv and the yayin per se. No, I mean, it's true. I mean, someone's saying it's true. In theory, if you want to express the idea of a seba, the idea of the din of cheiros and the achil and shtiyah of the night, so in theory, if you're mechayev in every single thing that you eat in the night, so then it would express it even to the fullest degree. But, I mean, that's a rigid requirement. Like, in theory, you could say, if you want to really express the idea of yeshiva b'sukkah, you should be mechayev everybody eat every single thing they ever eat inside the sukkah. But it's not, there's a kiyam like that, but it's not a chiyuv. Because you could express the idea of living in the sukkah if all your achila of kviyas is in the sukkah. And you drink water outside the sukkah. Okay, fine. Drink water outside the sukkah. But essentially, your kviyas achila is achila of sukkah, and therefore you're a dar in the sukkah. Similarly, in theory, the Ram says, Harizem Meshubach, to do everything you eat and drink in the night will be Vaseba. He does say that. It's a kiyam. But the question is, what's the chiyav? So the chiyav is on that which is necessary to characterize the achila of the night. And since the pas, the kviyas, the kviyas of the suda, and the kviyas achila of the night is through the pas, so therefore if you have it on the pas, so that will function to define the yikar, it will define the night as the achila of the night is a seba. You're not doing it on the secondary components? Okay. It would be nice too, but you're not chayav too. Yes. Yeah, they're secondary because, see, this is what is interesting, is that in any, see, the Seder, there are different ways of looking at the Seder. But there is one way to look at the Seder as a meal. It's a super duper meal. It's an enhanced meal, a meal which is enhanced with ideas and all kinds of other stuff. But it's a meal. And as a meal, it's achila. And haseva is a way that free men eat. And eating is a normal human phenomenon, the essence of which is bread. And in a meal, especially, like, we don't relate to it this way, because for us, bread is like a side dish almost, you know? But back in the day, every meal was essentially bread, and then the things which are like coatings going along with the bread. You know, for us, the essence of our meal is our meat and potatoes, and the bread is kind of like, oh, I guess I should wash. Nah, I'm not going to wash today. But like for them, we're rich, and we could have we could fill ourselves up on meat and all these other things. I think it was the case is bread is very filling, and it's cheaper, and basically you live on bread. Bread sustains you, you know. And the other stuff, you make the bread a little tasty, so you dip it in a little bit of meat, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They're like molasses basavas. That's why they're always tough to the bread. Bread every meal essentially is bread. We just don't eat that. We have like a funny type of way of eating. Or, you know, whatever. It is our way. Yeah. But, you know, but still, the essence in halacha, it's always the case. The essence of achila, of a meal, is always the bread, the ikar suda, the kviyas suda. So the lachem is the kviyas. So now the leaning, if you want to characterize achila and shiur of the night as a achila of cheiros, so if the bread, which is koveya the suda, the whole suda is called by the bread, is a achila of cheiros, then everything else you say is also cheiros. You're not eating that. You know, a bit leaning? Yeah, but you've characterized it through the essence of the...
Right,
so.
Yes, in terms of yes, the philosophical
yes. Idea. And the reason why it's focusing on the achila, the su'uda, which the bread is the essence, is because hasebo is a type of eating. So hasebo isn't a philosophical statement. Hasebo is a type of eating, a free man's eating. If you want to do free man's eating, what does a free man's eating encompass? It encompasses his meal, his su'uda. So therefore, it takes hold of the night in the su'uda of the night. And it ignores all the interesting philosophical ideas in the night. And it just takes hold of the night as a container of achil v'shia. And it looks at the core of the achil v'shia. So even matzah, it's not looking at matzah because matzah is all these fancy ideas. Later answers in Tosfos get into that. But this is just looking at matzah of ikar su'uda. Because haseva is a type of eating. So you have to forget all the philosophical ideas, all the mitzvah ideas. Let's just look at it. The eating of the night should be characterized. What characterized the eating of a night? The bread of the night. And any night, that's the way it works. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the schiddush of this answer. I mean, we'll see. It's not the only way to look at it. It's not the way the Rashi and Rashbam are looking at it. And I don't think it's the way the at least some of the other answers in Tosfos are looking at it either. But it is an interesting way to look at it, and there's a reason. It's reasonable. It is reasonable to go that way, because you can look at that's the essence of how Seba is. That's what it is, the type of eating. So you have to look into how that type of eating is accomplished. Oh, yeah, okay. So then I'm saying is, like, the way it's extended to the Sipur is not... If, for instance, you did Sipur on Marar, you wouldn't be able to pull it off. Or on water. You wouldn't be able to pull it off because water or maror. No, sipor. I'm saying the way we're extending it to the first two cups is through sipor. What I'm saying is that if the sipor was on water or on maror, you wouldn't thereby be able to extend the leaning to that. Because what does sipor have to do with it? Sipor is a totally different discussion. Because I'm saying is what Tosus is saying is lachem is ikar suda yoser min hayayin, is that Tosus wants to unify all the sevas. And the way he's unifying it is he says that yayin also partakes of the ikar su'uda of the night, the ikar achila and shi'a of the night. The ikar achila is yayin, but in an achila, the ikar achila is the lachem, but within the ikar, the kviyas achila, yayin also participates. Not as essentially as a bread. Without bread, you don't have kviyas. You don't have a kviyas suda. You don't have a feast. You don't have anything. But the yayin is also a participant in the ikar kviyas adachila. It's a participant in it. So it lends itself. If you want to characterize achila of the night with a seba, it lends itself to extending to the yayin. It doesn't demand the ayin, but it lends it. It doesn't lend itself to extending to demanding a seva on water or on vegetables. I mean, look, you could always, it's always a nice thing to do. It could be a kiyum.
You're doing it
because he's not. Because what he's saying is, that's why I think he's saying is yoser min hayayin. Is that the yayin? He's, you see from his lashon is that yayin also partakes of the ikar suda. So it's not, he's not just saying is this is achila on matzah. Matzah is because of this. That's the sipur on haseba on matzah, and the haseba on yayin is a totally different idea. Because I think that's like it's not smooth, and I don't think Tosis is saying it because otherwise you wouldn't have to say yoser min hayayin. Just say because matzah is ikar suda, and yayin isn't.
So then you decide if it's essential enough that you need to do a seva on it, or
no. So what I'm saying is like this: is that essential? It's not essential enough intrinsically to be mechayev in a seva, in its own right, but it does lend itself. It does lend itself to extending the din haseva to the ayin also. But they did it in its own right. They would not have done it. They wouldn't have been mechayev it if it's purely just on the din of a seva in terms of the achilas alayla. But since there will, it will function to extend it to yayin, will function to bring about the kiyam haseba and the sipor, so they were able to extend the din haseba, which is in the ikra achilas alayla on the lachem, they will extend that chova to the yayin of the first two cups as well, and thereby bring about the kiyam and the haseba and the sipor, without having to make a new takana. See, they're not, apparently those things, they don't want to set up two totally independent takanas. Because you can't do that. There's only one takana. What they were able to do is to extend the takana of haseba, which is on the lachem, to the yayin also, and thereby bring about a kiyam in the sipor.
Not all the yayin.
No, because all the yayin, you can't do it, because it's not going to bring about the kiyam in the sipor. So in other words, they had to, they limited it to two of the kosos. You could limit it, because in other words, the reason why they're doing it is because they want to bring about the kiyam sipor. But the way they do it is saying is that these kosos of yayin, and all the kosos of yayin in theory participate in the suda, but they are mechayiv in this component of the suda of the achilas alayla, demanding this or demanding the haseva because of the sipor. But once you already did that, then they didn't demand it on the further ones because they're not going to function vis-a-vis the sipor. So the reason why they're mechayiv it is because of the sipor. But the mechanism that they used is that it's because the yayin, the cups partake of the ikar suda, they were able to extend the chiyuv, the haseba of the ikar suda to these first two cups. In theory, they could have extended it to the other cups, but the impetus to do it, extending it to the yayin, was because of the sibor, or according to the other side, because of the halav hoda. This is the Tosis' first answer, right? So this is Tosis' first answer. We still got two more. Two more to go. So his second answer is, and this we'll work on tomorrow, is that the reason why you say my dehave have by the wine, and you don't say it by the lacha and by the matzah, is because by the wine you already leaned for the first two cups. So now you already leaned for the first two. So now you say, oh, my dehave have, don't do the next ones. But by matzah, you didn't even lean altogether by matzah. So you can't say my dehave have, then you're not going to lean by matzah at all. But our question is, okay, so don't lean on matzah at all? Big deal? Who said you have to? Right? Sounds like a cheap answer. That's not really answering the problem.